Hey guys, welcome back to 20s Talks, the unspoken truth. I hope everyone is doing okay. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode on decluttering. Hope you did some decluttering of your own. On today's episode, I'm going to be just talking about some tips to help you buy your first car. Because I mentioned in last week's episode that I bought my first car back in January. So I thought I'd give you guys like just some tips and tricks to help you buy your first car. Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss any new episodes. And be sure to follow the show on Instagram as well at 20s_talks. And with that being said, let us get started. So the first tip that I'm going to say, and I have all these written down because these actually really helped me like decide and pick and just guided me through the process. The first tip I would give is to set your budget. Like that has to be one of the first things you're going to do. Set your budget. How much are you willing to spend? How much would be too high? And what's the highest you're willing to spend? And what's the lowest you're willing to spend? Really make that clear. So it's going to make everything much, much easier for you going ahead. Because if you don't set a budget and you're just going to go with the flow and see whatever, it's going to be so much harder for you to actually make a decision. Because, I mean, unless you have the money to just pick whatever, then hey, go for it. But a lot of us buying our first car, we ain't got bread like that. So first thing I'll say heavily is to just set your budget and really stick to the budget, guys, because you're going to be tempted to just add an extra thousand, extra that, but it's like, set a budget that you know this is the ideal budget for what you want to spend. And keep in mind also, this is going to be your first car, so you don't want to spend 15,000 on your car, spend something ridiculous so high and then it ends up being damaged or you wreck it all the time because you're still learning and it's your first car. So be very realistic with the budget you're giving yourself. That'll be my very first tip, to really choose and research the right type of car for what you need it for. So if this is your first car, I'm guessing you're not going to want something that's obnoxiously big, that's kind of hard to maneuver and get around small spaces. So choose the right kind of car. Like, it doesn't have to be something that's like as big as a Range Rover. Like, the ideal cars that I was seeing when I was shopping were like Ford Fiestas, Opel Corsas, Kias, Toyota Yaris's. Like I was saying, like, make sure to choose the right type of car that kind of fits your needs. Because if you're still learning and you're not comfortable really driving a big car, then choose something that's smaller that you can still fit in. You don't want to get a clown car and you can't even get in. But choose the right type of car, first of all, so then you kind of know where to go when you're like shopping, what to be looking at. So it really just makes your car shopping more efficient. Because if you just go with no sort of like plan or no sort of types of cars that you want to look at, you're going to end up really wasting your time. And that's something that I'm happy I didn't do, because I had that in my mind when I was car shopping, that this is a specific type of car that I want. Like, I didn't know the exact brand or anything, but I just knew the specific type. So cars that would fit that type for me, I would look at them more than like other cars. And another thing that you also have to add into that is just pick the car that you're going to, you know, use. Are you going to use an automatic or are you going to use a manual? In Ireland here, like, I did all my essential training in a manual. So I'm going to do my test in a manual, but you can use an automatic. Just pick which one that you know that you'll probably be able to do and you feel more comfortable learning in and driving in. Because I know some people don't like manuals like at all. They find it really hard to get their mind on the gears and the clutch and all that stuff. So if that's you and like you've tried to learn and it's just not working, then just go with automatic. Like, most cars are going to be automatic anyway, so just pick the right one for you and for your needs. Another tip that I'm going to give, guys, is to just save yourself the time and energy and just skip like proper car dealerships, especially if you're on a tight budget, because you're not going to find a decent car that's going to fit your budget if you go to like a dealership. A lot of the time, these cars are like brand new, which again, if this is your first car, you don't want to spend too much money. You don't want to get something and then damage it the next week, scratch it up because, you know, you're still learning. So just avoid dealerships. Like, unless you find, it's an odd time that you're going to find one that you're going to get like a really good deal on, or like they sell in like a very nice second-hand car, you're going to get a spectacular deal. Like, that's a very rare occurrence. So just skip that, to be honest. That's like an honest tip. Just skip that from the beginning. Don't even go to those like fancy dealerships. You're not going to get anything worth your time. Like, I made a TikTok about this even, because when I was going car shopping, like one of the first dealerships we went to, like I saw this really nice car. Like, I vlogged it. Well, I forgot what it was called now. It's been so long. I think it was a Toyota something anyway. Had all these nice safety features, all that. Like, we test drove it, it was like so gorgeous, but I just knew this car was going to be like out of my budget for sure. So then I kept asking the guy, like from the dealership, like, how much is the car. This guy wouldn't give me a straight answer, and that's when I knew. He just kept trying to sell me on like the qualities, all the safety features it had. It had a reverse camera, he had this sensor, this, that, da 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 da. I literally had to ask him at least four times, how much is the car? And he was like, oh, it's 19,500. Like, he was saying that he could give me a good deal, bring it down to 19,000. 19,000 to pay on your first car. That is absolutely ridiculous. On a first car that you're not even... He really tried to sell me on like, oh, this would be perfect, da, 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 da. So guys, just skip those dealerships. You're not going to get something that's going to fit like a tight budget for sure. You're not going to get them. I would advise to go to like car garages or people who sell like secondhand cars or used cars. You get a really good deal on those. Even Facebook Marketplace, which is something a lot of people sleep on, but I actually was actively looking on Facebook Marketplace. The only thing with Facebook Marketplace that I would say is, see, if you just want to buy your first car and then just use that for a couple of months or a year and then, you know, get rid of it, like, it'll probably be more beneficial to just use Facebook Marketplace. But the thing that I found with a lot of the cars on Facebook is that the mileage on them was super high, so high, so they're really cheap. So if you wanted to get like a car for like 2,000, you could get one off Facebook Marketplace, but the mileage would be ridiculous, like 100,000 plus kilometers. So it kind of, like I said before in my first tip, it kind of depends on your needs. If you just want to buy your car just to learn in, pass your tests, scrap it, get something nicer, then maybe Facebook Marketplace is the way to go. But I wanted my car to be like, after I pass my test, like, I'm still going to use it for at least a couple of years before I get a new car. So I wanted something that had low mileage and fit my budget, all that stuff. So I didn't really find anything on Facebook Marketplace because it just didn't suit what I wanted. But I saw some really nice cars there. So Facebook Marketplace is a handy place to shop for cars. Like, you can even see, like, some, I actually saw really good deals. Some, the price was low, the mileage was also really low, but it was just like really far from me. So Facebook Marketplace, good cars. So I would recommend check Facebook Marketplace. Even look at places that sell cars online. Like, you just search for used cars online. Like, I use CarZone. I use Done Deal. Like, I think I found my car on Done Deal even. Places like that, like even your mechanics, some mechanics do sell cars as well. Also check those, because me and my dad checked a few. We just didn't see anything that wasn't small. Like, they were all like big cars, like family SUV type of cars. But some mechanics do sell cars too, and you know, even like if you're getting it from a mechanic, like, the car is being checked, most times they come with a warranty. So that kind of gives you peace of mind. So I would say just check sites online, Done Deal, Car Zone. They have many sites. If you just search up like buy used cars near me, like you're going to see some. Facebook Marketplace is going to pop up even. Also, guys, please really consider your insurance first before you kind of commit to buy a car and then you go to get insurance quotes and it's crazy. Like if you have your eye on a car before you make like a final decision, just like pop it in on like 123 or Go Compare or stuff like that, pop it in to kind of give you a gauge on what insurance companies are saying, because your insurance is already going to be high. Let's just get that over with. But some places are just ridiculously high. Like some places I got quoted for my insurance was almost 4,000 for insurance. And I have a Kia Picanto. I'm pretty sure it's a 1 liter Kia Picanto. And some places were giving me quotes of 3,000 and above to insure my car. What? So guys, really consider what the insurance is going to be like before you, you know, buy something and now you're stuck trying to find cheap insurance. So if you see a car that you have your eye on, just like write down the reg, even pop it in so then they can give you an insurance quote so you can see like what our insurance company is kind of saying as well. And this also goes handy with what I was saying before, but try and get cars that have low mileage, because that does help your insurance as well. Like if the mileage isn't too high, it doesn't make your insurance as high. So, I mean, I guess if you just want a car that you're just going to drive in for a couple of months, scrap, get over it. I mean, sure, but your insurance is going to be high. That's something you have to consider as well. So just that insurance, don't let it creep up on you. Because I've heard stories of some people who've like bought cars and then trying to find insurance, they're not getting insurance for cheaper than like 4K. Like, that's absolutely ridiculous. Some people didn't even spend $4,000 on their first car, but you're going to have to use that money to pay for insurance. So really consider insurance as well. Like, have that in the back of your mind so it doesn't creep up on you when, let's say, you've bought a car now, time to shop for the insurance, and now everyone is scratching their head. We don't know what to do. So really try and keep that in the back of your mind throughout the whole process. Also, guys, please do not forget to test drive the car before you buy it. Like, it may sound obvious, but you'd be surprised. Some people would just, like, they see a car, or like people play on other people's like naivety. They wouldn't even like offer them test drive, so they think that they don't do test drive. But guys, closed mouth don't get fed. If you go to a place and they're not like asking you, do you want to take it for a test drive, ask, can we test drive it, or can I go test drive it? That alone, if their response is, oh no, you don't need to, there's nothing wrong with the car, yada yada yada, you need to run. Because if there's nothing wrong with the car, there should be no problem in letting you test drive it around, even if it's just to drive it from here to here, just a quick 1-2, just to see how things are going. If everything is good with that car, that person sending that car to you should have 100% confidence that if you go test drive that car, you're not going to find a fault in anything. So guys, please always test drive the car before you buy it. Like, I went car shopping with my dad, so we test drove every single car that I was like eyeing. My dad test drove it with me. Well, he drove it. I was sitting in the passenger seat. But we test drove it. We were making notes on like some... because some places, they will really try and sell you on a car that something is wrong with and you wouldn't even know. So test drive the car. Make notes on stuff that you're hearing. If something is sounding a bit... make notes on it. Go back. Ask when we test drove the car. And that's also how a way you can, you know, get... haggle the price down as well. If you go test drive the car and you find like, okay, you really like this car, you go test drive it, but you find like there's a few things wrong with it, or really inspect the car as well, guys. Like, look around, check the tires, check under the car, check under the bonnet. Don't just, because you can do an easy 1-2 paint job and pass it off and it's looking speck and spam, but under the car is rotten, the bonnet is falling apart, everything is really actually inspect the car properly. before you commit to anything. If you can, even bring like a mechanic with you, like to see if everything is okay with the car, with the engine, with the brakes, with the fluids, all that stuff. Get someone, because at the end of the day, these people, they just want to make money. So they don't care if they sell you something that's going to break the second you take it out of their garage, especially if they don't even give you a warranty either, which is another thing I'm going to mention. Really inspect the car well and thoroughly. Don't just do qua 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 and go, because at the end of the day, it's your money that you're spending. You're going to regret not taking time to be thorough in the beginning. So really inspect the car well. If you see something, like a few simple things that's not really affecting it heavy, like there's a few scratches, maybe the engine makes a sound sometimes, but it's not like a huge problem. If you find those kind of issues, that can also help you haggle the price down as well, if you're like really serious on buying the car. So really inspect the car as well before you make a proper decision. And another thing I want to mention as well, guys, do not accept bargain and haggle. You'd be surprised, like a lot of times when you see cars like listed, you see them listed for like this high price or whatever, you'd be surprised how much lower they're gonna take for the car. Generally, you'd be surprised. But if you don't haggle or try and like bring the price down, like you're never gonna know. Like when I was buying my car, I literally haggled myself, me, a small girl. I was doing haggling because my dad was at work. Like it was a long process. Like I talked about it more on the TikTok that I made, but it was just when I was haggling the price, I literally did it on my own. I managed to get almost 1,000 knocked off the price of the car by myself, a little 1212 me. So guys, please haggle, because you'd be surprised. Don't just take the listing price as be it as it may. That's the price is the price. Don't be ashamed to haggle. Ask them what's the lowest you're willing to go. Because at the end of the day, making money, they want to make money. So it's not going to benefit them if that car sits there, no one is coming to buy it. It's not going to benefit them. At the end of the day, they want to make money. So don't be afraid to try and haggle. At least then you know you tried. If they say they're not going to take lower than this, da, 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 at least you know, instead of just accepting what they listed. And also, guys, as well, I didn't even number these tips. I'm just literally going off the top of my head of like my experience. But guys, also consider the car and how much is it going to cost to run. That's something you don't want to overlook, because if you get a car now, especially if you're not working or you're working part-time, like if you don't have income that's going to help you run and manage the car, like you really have to consider get a car that's low to run, cheap to insure, cheap enough to insure, so you're not, you know, your monthly costs aren't going to be crazy. Like I bought my insurance, I just bought it off for the year because I hate like monthly costs. I just hate it so much. So I just bought it off for the year. But if you're not in a position to do that, make sure when you're like looking for your car, it's going to be a car that's cheap enough to run, so your monthly expenses won't be crazy. Because, you know, I talk about budgeting and stuff in previous episodes, like add that into your budget, like, okay, petrol or diesel, car maintenance. Like if something were to go wrong with this car right now, do I have enough savings? Do I have enough money for a rainy day fund to like get the car fixed? Stuff like that. Really take that into account before you, you know, commit yourself 100% to this, because buying a car is not a small thing. It's a big, big, big move. So really take that into account before you really make a decision. And then, because you don't want to be left stranded at the end of the day, you don't have savings, you've put all your money in this car and now it's broken down, you have no money to fix it. So really have a rainy day fund in case something were to go wrong. Can you afford to keep the car running? And also, this is the last tip, because I think I've kind of mentioned everything. The last tip that I'm going to give, guys, do a car check, or what, I forget what they call those, like a car history check on the car before you buy it. Like most places, like places will have this thing where you can buy the car history, like the full car history to see. So you can really know, like, if you're buying from a trustworthy seller, especially if you're buying like a private seller, not through like a dealership or something. Just do like a car check, a car history. I think the majority of the, you have to pay for them, but it's really worth it. Like that 16, 18 euro you pay, it gives you a full history of everything, the owners, the details, everything. And then you can compare that to what the seller is like telling you to know. Like, are they trustworthy? Is the information they've given you correct? Really do that. I would recommend that, like, 100% do that before you buy the car. So you just have peace of mind knowing that it's coming from a reputable source. No, they didn't lie to you. They didn't try and... Because some people can also, like, lower... Like, they can lie about the mileage by doing some... I don't even know what they do, but I know they can lie about the mileage. So if you get like a proper car history check, you can see all those details. So you know, you have peace of mind that, you know, okay, this person is telling me the truth. But yeah, those are like some of the main tips that I would give. And you have like, you know, those other tips. There's other tips as well, like make sure like you're not buying a car that's too used. I feel like that's kind of common though, but I mean, I guess it's really down to what you need. Like I was saying, if you're just going to get the car, drive it for a few months, scrap it. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter, but those were like the tips that really helped me properly to buy my car. And it also helped that my dad kind of knew something, 1212 something about like cars and stuff, so that kind of helps as well. So if you have someone like a family member or a friend that kind of knows about cars and kind of knows the ins and outs, or if they're a mechanic, someone that can really help you out in the process, that would be handy as well, like bring them along. But yeah, those are like some of my tips that I would give. If you want to watch the TikTok where I was just talking about the whole process, because there's some things I didn't even mention, but you can go watch the TikTok at 20s Talks. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed the little tips and tricks I gave. If you're shopping for your first car, good luck, because I know it is tough shopping, trying to get insurance, all that stuff. Like, it's not for the faint of heart. So really good luck on that process if you're going through that right now. Hope these tips kind of helped you out a little bit. And also, I have maybe I'll probably do this in the next part, but just I have some tips that can kind of bring your insurance quotes down as well. That'll probably be the next episode, because I really managed to get a steal on my insurance after searching. So I kind of have some tips that can help you bring your insurance down. But hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss any new episodes. And yeah, I will see you guys next week's episode. Bye.